I'm just tagging along.
Yeah, I ask Piani to come inside with me as well. And then I guess I phone Prosper, who we... I don't change that it's Victor's comm. It still says Victor on my comm.
Oh.
I just calm Prosper by hitting Victor. Just like, Prosper, please don't take any shots unless you... Look, we had a code word with Victor. He tried to do this with a pistol because he was a fucking idiot. But if you ever hear the word licorice jelly bean, that's the call signal for when to take a shot.
Mr. Higgins, I chime in to the comms. Just it's two words.
If you hear the word licorice, or that's a very astute observation, Mr. S. That's why we keep you around. If you hear the word jelly bean, we'll do with licorice because no one likes that anyways.
It's actually possible that's three words originally, and the word jelly bean could be two. I'm not entirely sure.
I respond and I say, Monsieur Higgins, that is ridiculous. If there is a threat to your life, I will take action. No fear. But do not worry. I think it would be good for us as a team to try resolving our problems without resorting to murder.
You'll see
her and kills you immediately.
Perhaps only once, just to see how it goes.
You know, and then I comment again. I just Googled it. It's possible that it is actually both. Some people call it jelly bean as one word, and some call it two.
Mr. S.
I did not know that, Mr. Sicario. In Francais, they are simply les légumes jelly.
Yes, in French, there's 17 words in that, but yeah. For us, it's one or two.
Prosper, you'll quick learn that our greatest asset here as a team is my swindling. So be careful when you take a shot. Please don't take the shot unless you hear bean, licorice, jelly bean, licorice, jelly bean, or whatever the fuck you just said. If I'm feeling
what a fucking shoot.
That no. If I say shoot, that does not mean to take the shot.
If I say fucking shoot, you should shoot.
Maybe if she says it, not me. And then I literally like hit the door with my my foot and walk in. Okay, and then realize it opens outward and then.
Well, the door slides, right? So it slides in. Okay. When you figure it out, you gotta like kick it in. You know, okay, so it slides in. So the inside is like a photo booth or like a porta potty. Like it's like a little like a stool in the middle of a tiny like stall. Basically, and there's a very scratched video screen in front of you, and graffiti all over the inside, graffiti and stickers and shit all over the inside of it. Looks like a phone booth.
Okay, I look around. I'm just...
There's only room in here for one person. You could sit down.
Piani, I believe I'm doing this on my own. I guess. Have a good one. Sure. Just like close the door.
Okay. All right. So you want to sit down?
Yeah. I just sit down, just like kind of looking around.
Okay. So once you sit down, you hear that little banjo jingle again. The screen kind of flickers, attempts to come on, goes off, and then comes on slowly. And there's an area up in the corner whose pixels are all burned out, so you can't really see it. But it's got the Sunbeam logo. And there's a speaker somewhere, and it appears to have a cam, because the first thing it says is, well, hey there, Mr. Higgins. How are y'all doing today?
I'm okay. How are y'all? Is it just y'all, or is it you? Who's on the other end of this?
So the screen goes from the logo to a very like simple looking kind of John Wayne kind of like square jawed American looking guy wearing a Stetson, and it's a still image. The image changes depending on the emotional like context of the voice. So like sometimes he's laughing and sometimes he's frowning.
Sure.
But right now he's just kind of neutral.
Okay.
He's like, y'all could call me John. I'm here on part of the Sunbeam Multicellular Corporation. Looks like y'all are in a fix with us. I can help you with that. Now, tell me in simplest words you can why you're here.
I don't think you're actually a person, so this is really weird, but I was told to come and meet here with lawyers or something. I paid a bill, I got a message, and here I am.
I think I heard you say lawyers. Is that right?
Operator, please. I would like to speak to a person.
So it says activating legal mode. And then the screen flickers again, and it's the same face, but instead of a hat now, he's got a little like collar and tie on. And it says, it's good to see you, Mr. Higgins. Thanks for coming when we asked. Now, it looks like there's some kind of contract problem. Y'all want to explain that to us?
Well, I think, is this John as well? Is this still John?
Silence.
I see.
And in exactly 5 minutes, the door opens, and Mr. Sicarian is there. Says, Mr. Higgins, I need to talk to you outside. Just a black visor.
Mr. S, I'll be right out. And I just shut the door. John, you still there? I'm sorry about that.
It's like, yeah, the face is still just there, kind of like flickering on the screen.
I think what happened is that one, Victor Kovacs, may he rest in peace, has left us, and I believe his name was on the ship. Is that correct? I think that might be the issue.
Now, when you say the ship, you mean the Swan Song.
Yes, I do mean the Swan Song. That is the name of the ship, yes.
Looking up your records now.
Great.
Like a long pause. He looks like the face that he's making is like a thinky face. Like he's like, You see a little like thought bubble like loading over his head with like a slowly like a visualizing picture of the ship. And then it finishes like resolving. And he goes, all right, I got your records. Now we can talk about the Swan Song. So says here that there's a Mr. Kovacs in charge of that ship. Can we speak to him?
Mr. Kovacs is dead. Killed in action.
I thought you said dead. Is that correct?
Can I speak to an operator, please?
There's just silence.
Zero, 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 zero. I just keep saying that over and over until I get a response.
So he says, at some point he says, I think you said zero. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, now it says here your balance ain't zero. It says here your balance is several hundred thousand credits. Why don't we get that worked out? If you'd like to pay, make a payment, say payment.
John, is there a number I can call?
Hell, Adam. This is customer service on a fun-to-play imaginary show. No!
So while Higgs is suffering, outside, you guys hear approaching the sound of like a gong and some bells. And when you look down the curve of the station, you can see that there's a what looks like a small group of people approaching. There's one in front holding holding a metal gong, like ringing it, and they're chanting. They're all dressed in white. One of them is holding a big blue banner with some like kanji on it. Mr. Sicarian, obviously you can read it. It says. Blue fever out of Oninsa, purity now, purity forever. And they're like slowly making their way down the arc of the station. There's like a half dozen of them.
Just kind of look at it.
Okay. So as they approach, they see that there are other people in the causeway, and one of them breaks off. One of the ones not like holding anything, he breaks off, and he comes like walking up towards you, Sicarian.
He can see his own reflection in my black visors. I'm just kind of regarding him.
Okay. So he stands before you and like looks up at you and kind of like clutches in. He's an older guy, probably in his 50s, probably mixed race, like part Japanese, part something else, maybe Spanish. And he's like clutching his hands and he's like, have you heard the news of Oninsa and its struggle? And he like puts his hands out to you to like implore you to listen.
Can I make a perception check just to verify these people have no weapons?
Yes, you can assess that situation if you'd like.
7.
Okay, there are no obvious weapons, no.
Okay, yeah.
Or unobvious ones either. They don't have, like, machine guns in their robes that you can see.
Yeah.
I shake my head.
He says, We are members of the Purity Initiative. We are here to save the planet Oninsa from the terrible influence of drugs. And he goes on this, like, tirade about blue fever specifically, and is like, it's poisoning our planet. And thankfully, we have seized control of Oninsa, and that it is only a matter of time, time and resources, important resources. And he's like, you know, he's telling you this story about how Oninsa, you know, suffered from this terrible civil war, and then the influence from outside came in with the Madari Syndicate and started to poison Oninsa's people, but that the people rose up and joined the Purity Initiative, and they've, like, taken control of the planet, and that a moment of great prosperity is coming if only people like you, kind individuals like you, would only donate some credits to the cause.
My allies on Oninsa, the people that I used to fight with, they weren't the Purity, right? They were just...
No. Purity Initiative is a third faction that just kind of, like, came out of nowhere.
So this is news to me.
The third faction.
They came in, right?
Yeah.
I go, I say, shoot, let me see if I have any credits. And I reach into the back and I pull out my mono blade and I just kind of look at it.
Right, he takes a step back and puts his hands up and in, like, Japanese, it's like, no, please.
I look at him and I go, oh, you don't want the blade?
He shakes his head and it's like, no.
He goes, and I say, okay. I just put the knife away and then just kind of regard him again with the black visor showing his reflection on it.
Okay. He like bows and apologizes and like backs away as the rest of his like congregation approaches. And they like continue on. He like makes one last look at you like, holy fuck. And then moves away.
My helmet watches them as they walk.
Okay.
Are they coming down past me now?
Yeah, they will.
Okay. I am like keeping an eye out in the other direction because I'm worried that they're like a distraction from something else that might be going on. They seem a little over the top, right? So
they're really loud and like ringing gongs and chanting and like shouting in Japanese.
They're not like a religious group, right? They're just some sort
of like a political group. Yeah. But they're dressed in white to like, I don't know, symbolize purity or whatever.
Purity,
but they're
of course.
And you recognize the symbology of the banner as like some of the graffiti you've seen in the station. So
okay, so everything goes fairly smoothly. These people pass without incident.
And nothing explodes. They just move on.
Yep.
So meanwhile, in the torture chamber, Higgs, you and
you are 6,543 places behind our colony.
So every avenue that you try to like what I mean, what do you say next when he's like, would you like to make a payment?
I just keep screaming, like I start screaming just operator at the top of my lungs.
Okay. So Sakarian, you can hear Higgs screaming operator
from the door and go,
okay.
Would you like to talk outside still?
Yeah, well, fuck, I don't fucking care. We can just open the door and you get to hear this. Yeah, okay. I get up and just, like, open the door and walk outside. I'm like, it's a fucking machine. I can't talk. Like, I don't... Do you know... Is there a number I can fucking call? Like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking done.
They summoned you to this planet to make you sit and talk to a machine?
That's what I don't fucking understand. Can't they send me a fucking message or something?
I don't like it. It doesn't sound right. It either sounds incredibly inefficient or it's some kind of trap.
Well, I just like poke my head back in. Is it saying anything?
It's like, it basically says like, please return to your seat. Call will terminate in 30 seconds.
Well, I'll be right back, Mr. S. Again, I'll fucking goddamn it. I sit back in. Shut the door and yeah, I'm just waiting.
Okay, so you sit down. Now, if you want to, you can make some kind of a roll to like navigate the phone tree of this sort of semi-sentient customer service device.
Are there any ports in this thing?
If you got Piani in here and like pried off the panel next to the monitor, probably. Yeah, you could probably fuck around with it.
But there's no. There's nothing simple. I don't know, like a USB.
There's basically like the black screen with the guy's face on it, and there's a single like cred stick port where you can plug your. So if you want to make a payment, you can plug in.
Okay, I guess while he's just talking to me and I know it's not getting anywhere, I pull out my compad and message Pi and be like, can you access anything through a cred stick port?
Besides, you get a reply back that is like a sad face smiley, and then ask Piani.
Okay, I just like fling the thing open. I'm like, Piani, can you access anything besides through this fucking port? I gotta talk to them. I don't know what. Actually, one second. I close it. I just like look around for a number. Is there a number printed anywhere on the door?
Yeah. I mean, there's the address outside. What kind of number are you looking for?
Like a phone number or a contact?
Oh no, Christ, no! They don't want you to phone them.
Okay. Yeah, I fling the door open again. I'm just like, can we get anything through a cred stick port? Is there? Can you hack into this or something so I can just talk? This is a fucking waste.
I could try. Yeah.
Yeah. You totally
I can. Go.
I guarantee, Piani, you've hacked like an ATM before.
Yeah, of course. This is probably deal. Yeah.
You're like Eddie Furlong in Terminator 2.
Prosper is noticing a lot of activity down there, so he just goes on his comms, and he says, "Monsieur Higgins, what seems to be the trouble?"
Oh, hey, Prosper, I forgot about you. You ever dealt with customer relations?
Yes.
I've shot men, and I've had conversations with men. I've been in multi-million dollar deals before. This is the hardest fucking thing I've ever done, and I'm stumped. I'm sending Piani in. I'm going to see if she can deal with
this. Mr. Higgins, are they asking you to pay them money?
Well, yeah, but that's not...
Yes, that would be very difficult. Have you tried actually doing it?
No, because we don't owe them anything this week, Prosper.
I think it might be worth giving it a shot.
I feel like I'm talking to my dad or something right now. What the fuck
that
is going on?
That must be very difficult, Mr. Higgins.
Prosper, get off the comms. I'm not... Piani's going in. We'll see how this goes. We'll let you know.
Offering another solution. It might be that we could do this all a lot quicker if you simply
Search
gave them the money
feelings,
they were
Mr.
asking
Higgins.
For.
All right. Well, I'll...
You know it to be true.
Okay, Mr. Prosper. I'll keep that in mind. I just like take
Thank
my
you.
Fucking comms off. I'm like, fucking what the fuck?
Damn it.
And you look up from your comms and you can see Mr. Prosper like just nodding yeah. from like a hill. Like...
yeah. Yeah.
Got a fucking like mind pad on.
Yes. So, Piani, you want to get in there and
yeah.
mess around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hack the planet.
Okay. Hack the planet, dogs.
All right. Cat. So nice. So, Piani, you start to like mess around with the terminal a little bit, and the image changes from the lawyer to like a sheriff. Like he's got the hat, but it's got a big star on it. He's got kind of a stern face, and he's like, "I see you're trying to operate," and it like flickers a little bit, and he's like, "Please step away from the station security." And then you manage to flip it into like diagnostic mode, and it changes from the John Wayne like face just back to the Sunbeam logo. And a much more like a neutral voice comes on, and it's like Sunbeam Multistellar Virtual Intelligence System 104 BIOS Access Panel. How can I help you?
I just look at Higgs and go, "Did what you couldn't do." There you go.
Thank you, Piani. That's very kind of you. I get inside and. What I just see an access panel. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you just see the logo kind of like glowing on the screen.
I type in zero.
There's no
what?
Keyboard.
Piani, what? Talking to it.
I'm fucking talking to it. Okay, sorry. It's been a rough. Fucking, you don't know what went on in here, Piani. Give me a break. I'm just like, hello. Is anyone there?
Hello. I am Sunbeam Multistellar Virtual Intelligence.
If you say...
I'm designed to assist you.
Oh.
How can I help?
Is your name John?
I'm a Sunbeam Multistellar Virtual Intelligence
okay. All right.
System.
All right. Okay. Got it. Is there anyone I can talk to? An operator?
Would you like me to connect you to technical support?
You know what? Yes.
One moment. And there's like a open
it
up bar. And I'm just like,
I got someone. I got someone. I just slam it again.
You see like two ends of a cable like plugging in. You get that animation a few times. And then there's a little lightning bolt and it's like connection established. And you hear a voice that says it's like Sunbeam technical support. How can I help you?
Yes. Hello. I am I'm on the space station, and then I say whatever the space station is, and then I read off the address on the inside that I can see in front of me. I was told to come to this area and talk with someone, but it seems that whatever this little station is not working. So can you connect me to I guess legal is who I was supposed to talk to? Is that possible, sir?
How'd you get this number? This is supposed to be an interior number. Well, you can hear, in the background, there's, like, bar noise, like, you know, drinks, like, clattering and, like, music.
Sir, I literally walked in, sat down, and the little AI asked me what I needed, and I said, I'd like to talk to someone.
Well, you got a ship or some man?
I do, like, have a ship, yes.
I'm at the bar right now. I can't help you. You want to come over to the bar, I can talk to you there, but, like, legal...
Wait, you're here on the planet?
Yeah, of course I'm on the planet. How do you think we're having this conversation?
Well, I thought it connected me through the space and...
Well, yeah, you want me to put you through messaging? I could do that, but I'm just tech support for the booth, man.
Okay, what bar are you at? What's the location of that bar?
Yeah, it gives you an address along the... Like, it's all in degrees. So he's like, yeah, 27 degrees. It's the blue one.
Okay.
I'm the drunk guy in the back.
All right, yeah, and can you... I'll be over there in a sec. Can you give me the, you said you're going to connect me to messaging?
Yeah, you want to leave a message for legal? We could do that. You want to do that? All right, let's do it, man.
Thank you. Yes. Message for legal.
All right, you're going to hear a beep. If you say the thing after the beep, there'll be another beep, and then you're done.
Do I just say the thing, or is it going to tell me what to say?
No, you just say what you got to say, and I'll send it to legal. You ready?
So a beep, I talk, okay, and then it beeps?
Okay, hold on. We're going to do it in three. Okay, three. Beep.
Hello, good people of Sunbeam Legal Team. This is Wilbur Higgins III, crew member of the Swan Song, friend of Victor Kovacs, the owner of the Swan Song, whose name was on the Swan Song lease. He has died, and I need to transfer over ownership to my name. I pause for a second. To my name, and I was told to meet and talk with legal. You guys didn't message me. Please contact me at 696969 and I'll get back to you. Thank you. Have a very good day. I just kind of like waiting for the beep.
Long pause. And then there's another beep. And then the tech support guy's voice comes back on. He's like, that's a good message, man. Okay. I'm gonna keep getting drunk, but
Wait. Can we do it over? Can we do it over again?
No, dude, I sent it already. God, sorry, man. They'll get it in like 3 weeks. It's fine. You should probably get some email. You sound like a cool guy. You should come hang out. I'm off work for like 2-3 more hours. I just
is there here. You work? Is there any way we can have that? Can you delete that message and we can do another one?
I told you, man. I sent it already. It's in the satellite. It's in space.
All right.
I'm gonna get a pretzel. Peace out, buddy.
All right.
And then he hangs up on you, and then the terminal resets, and you get, like, command lines.
Yeah, I fling the door open, and I'm just like, okay. I might have just gotten myself killed. I gave him my real name. And they know that I'm now on board of this ship. Well.
I just kind of say, I have no idea what's going on.
It's okay, no one does.
I talked with someone. We got a message over to legal. There's a tech here at a bar. Fuck, man. I gave him my real name. I wasn't thinking. I was talking to a computer. I didn't think I fucking had to lie to a computer as well.
Monsieur Higgins. I just, you know, I pipe over the comm, but I'm also walking back towards them. Monsieur Higgins, you have a legal contract with Sunbeam Multistellar. Don't you think they have your legal name already?
No, they. I've worked very hard to protect that. I don't know what name I had on the... Look, that's why we had Victor sign the contract when we got the ship. It's so my name would stay out of it.
Yes, I understand he was the face of legitimacy as the only member of your crew who had a real occupation or any interesting skills outside of the ability to kill people, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know why I'm pointing out what an awesome person he was.
Strange yes. bitterness coming.
You are referring to the crumpled mass of dead at the bottom of the stairwell, right?
May he rest in peace.
One, yes. Hey, look, look, Mr. Sicarian, the one skill he didn't have was the skill to survive.
Well, I guess we deal with you guys. We can go drink with this tech support guy. Maybe Piani, if you want to try to sleep with him, maybe we can get some good
word
in.
May I suggest we get the repairs in motion so yeah, we can get off this gigantic
I would like to support Monsieur Sicarian.
Pay station booth as
yeah,
soon
this
as
is,
possible.
This will. Okay, yeah. This is going to come up in the second annual meeting of the Swansong members, whatever that is.
I look forward to 364 days from now.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be in June of 3201.
He said he's
yeah.
not a numbers guy.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, so what do you guys want to do now? You've dealt with your sunbeam problem.
Kind of. We go to the repair shop and mention the name of Commander Provost. And say that they would
okay.
repair everything.
I feel yeah, like can... the equivalent of this episode is actually when Victor passed, it was like a season finale. And so going into the new season, we've just got to create a fuckload of issues that everyone's going to have to work out. And JP has been the source of all of these issues
well,
so far.
As soon as I said that, I was just like, oh, God, I just gave him, like, that was an actual fuck up, and I just went with it.
Welcome to season two, bitches.
Yeah.
All right. It's the denouement episode. It's episode 10 of season one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season, we're setting two. Up the conflicts that will arise in season
Mid-season
two.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Ned got his head cut off last season. This is all the like crying and screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, where do you guys want to go?
Repair
well,
shop.
You heard him right. We just started the repair shop there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't even have to go to the repair depot, right? Like they'll just send drones to fix the ship from the outside. They send you a bill, but they reckon they're like this bill will you know it will be paid by Commander Provost. It's all taken care of. Don't you worry. How many? Okay. So someone who's got I'm gonna look at Steven because you were looking at it before. How many systems on the ship are damaged right now?
Let's
I think
see.
Every single one.
I actually have
dead.
It pulled up.
I thought there was two. That
I just need to know scoops. How long you're going to be on Taxila.
Okay, fuel so scoops one. Are offline.
Yeah.
Cargo space is fucked.
Yeah, two.
Sand throw is offline.
Great. Okay.
I think that's all.
Okay. All right. So that'll be more than enough time to repair. How many hit points does the ship need to get back to full?
Three.
Okay. So that's fine. Roll 3d4 for me.
And a roll.
You can do it.
10. Okay. So you'll be on Taxila Station for 10 days while they make the repairs to the systems. But
wow, the one time
days,
we needed a roll.
I know. So after 10 days, the ship will be repaired. It'll be at full health, all the systems back in business. It'll be fueled. It'll have full life support and all that shit, and you're ready to go. So
great.
Okay, so as we figure this out, I look over at Mr. Higgins and say, did you say that a former flame has a potential job for us here as well?
Yeah, someone named Heather. I guess I could. She's here on the space station. That we can go. We can
perhaps we can pursue that angle as well.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna need. Yeah.
Hopefully, she is not a payphone or not a payphone. What I'm trying to say, a answering machine for a tax collector.
Well, you know, you leave many a jokes open, Mr. S, but I will not take this one. It's already been a rough day.
All right, so with that, we'll like yeah, cut to black. Let's take our last break, and we'll have a conversation with Heather when we get back.
Sounds good. All right, we'll see you guys in just a bit.